The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good afternoon again, Trinidad and Tobago, and welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. 21 minutes after 4 o'clock, I am holding down the overdrive this afternoon. I mean, this is where I started on Freedom before I transitioned over to morning radio. But it's good to be back. Today is Friday, and, you know, I always hear about this Gen Zs and millennials and baby boomers and all these things, eh? And I was always lost, you know. I never had any proper understanding of what it really is. So I had somebody do some research for me, right? So they say if you're born, well, boy, they take me back to, they say seven generations. But let me tell all you who I'm chatting with before we get further. And we're talking with, is it Brand Content and Create Entertainment?
Yeah, Trini Brand.
Trini Brand Content.
Yeah.
All right. So you all can check it out on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Yeah.
Trini Brand, right? They say back in 1901 to 1924, we had the greatest generation. Like way before we died.
Way before.
Then they had the silent generation, born 1925 to 1945. Like still before. Then you had baby boomers.
Right.
Yeah. 1946 to 1964. We still wasn't even in nuts back yet. Then you come down to we timing.
Yeah.
You come down to Generation X.
Right.
1965 to 1980.
Right.
So we would have born somewhere early 80s, somewhere there. Right. Then you had
millennials.
Right. Who's millennial?
I say I was right after millennial and right before Gen Z. I right in the middle.
You're born between 11:59 p.m.
And yeah. As a young boy, as an old soul.
Yeah, I like the vibe. So you have the Gen X or Generation X, 1965 to 1980, and then you have Millennials, 1981 to 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Generation Z, which is the Gen Zs, 1997 to 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And then you transition to Generation Alpha, 2013 to 2025. You know, as we are talking this afternoon, let's really get into, you know, the transition of generations in, you know, in your respected opinion throughout the years, and you being a social media influencer.
Well, I would say, as you say, those, there are some that's way before my time. So starting with, for example, the millennials, moving into the Gen Z and the alphas and stuff, I would say, the key thing has been technology and social media. That has been kind of leading the way in everything. Look at how AI has advanced. Who would have think back then you could use ChatGPT and it could be a personal assistant, you know? But there is pros and cons with that as well. But that's what I would say in terms of technology and social media. Things has advanced and it's very interesting to see it with the different generations.
Let me take this call quickly. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. All right, if you want to get into the conversation, 625-2257 and 627-3223. You can also send me a WhatsApp to 306-1065.
Yeah.
You know, as we look at the transition, you are a social media content creator.
Correct.
Influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a problem with somebody saying social media influencer. Here's the reason why.
Yeah.
The word influencer, that terminology means you're going to influence the masses. Nine out of 10 times, it's just comedy I see in.
But
you are branded as a social media influencer.
Yes, so I think that what makes that influencer name, which kind of has a bad stigma in Trinidad right now, but what makes that is, for example, if you advertising for brands and businesses. So I guess that's why they would label, even with Americans, they would label them as influencers because they push in different products, push in different things. So they influencing people to buy these things or use these services.
That I can go with.
Yeah.
But to become an influencer of a particular brand or product, you have to first become a social media content creator.
Correct.
And that is correct. What I prefer go down because let me take this call. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. When I walk in through the front door, I just came in. I feel like Carrie playing the wrong script. So when I settle in and I start to unwind and put on the bag, I say, oh, okay, welcome again.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rima. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. As one of our staple callers here on Freedom, you know, this was the program I held for a couple of years before transitioning. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to hear David Marie voice in the afternoon sometimes for many of our listeners. And, you know, Carrie will be back, so good afternoon to her. So we're looking at the social media influencer now. Mm-hmm. Is a job. For me, it's a lot because... Yeah. To post on WhatsApp, to pop a WhatsApp status every single day, monitor the status, see the responses you're getting, that is a work by itself.
Yeah.
And then if nobody responds to your WhatsApp status, your total feelings, nobody saying, you know, it builds a level of anxiety under this, what is this? This baby, what is it, boomers? Alpha, this what?
The current generation?
Yeah, this Alpha.
Yeah, yeah. Alpha. So right. Gen Z, Alpha.
So,
yeah.
So between Gen Zs and Alpha, it's I feel the anxiety levels went up in humans, boy.
And I think, well, there's more awareness of it now. Because, like, back then, again, social media. So, like, you realize anxiety is a real popular word right now. And it's something I struggle with as well. We all struggle with anxiety. You know, the older generations would call it a bad feeling.
Okay.
You remember that? When it's really anxiety, you're feeling, you know? But, definitely.
Right.
It's been
I have a call coming through. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Uh-huh. Good afternoon.
Bassa here.
Yeah, Dorbasa.
Some places I'm known as Mr. Penal. I've been influencing things over the years. I never took the handle social media influencer, talk show influencer.
Mm.
But as the politics waxed and waned from side to side and members of my family went this way and that with the COP and this one and Team Unity and whatnot, it was felt that I was influencing people in favor of the UNC. And... they said so, and people were annoyed with me and so on. I think that when you get the official title, social media influencer, and I have never heard of you, that's a title.
Yeah.
We have to at least know of you before you can say you are this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I have to comment on that. Thanks.
Yeah. You not knowing about Tree Brand, that's you?
No, but that's the thing. There's a lot of people, of course, would know of Trini Brand and support me, and I appreciate all those. But that's the thing. You're always building. So you're always trying to get new followers. So I hope that I get our next follower today.
Yeah. I mean, that's the idea, you know. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day, right?
Yeah.
It takes some time. So let's talk a little bit about the type of work going in to becoming a content creator. When did you start doing this?
Right. I actually started 6 years ago as a hobby. So there's two things. You can either treat it as a career or as a hobby. Yeah, I started off nothing serious, making funny videos, because that's my personality, humor, right?
Mm.
And people really enjoyed it to the point where I started getting a lot of followers, a lot of messages, and people, you know, liking the content and stuff.
Mm.
And yeah, that it just kept consistent. And then when brands started to reach out to me, and that's where I started to take it serious and realize that there's money to be made and this could actually be a career.
When did that happen?
I would say within the past 3 years.
And when you say brands reaching out to you, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I have worked with a lot of brands. I have worked with Courts. I've done a lot of stuff with Mario's. I do stuff with B-Mobile currently. I've worked with Carrie Brewery. You know, I'm really thankful to all these clients for believing in me, believing in the vision, believing in Trini Brand. And just continue to work with me. It's been really fun so far.
Let's talk a little bit about the daily struggles with having to get these videos out there. The content that you post, what inspires some of the videos I'm looking at, some of the content that you post. You know, are you leaning towards political affiliation? How do you transition away from that when persons are calling you out? What happens? How do you do
it? Right. So in terms of my content, it's very unbiased. And I try to be as authentic and relatable as possible. So there's different types of content I do. So my base is comedy. I also do interview videos that a lot of people would see. I've did with a lot of ministers on in different political groups. I would have done a lot of public figures as well. Just interviews and stuff like that. And I do a lot of impactful content as well in terms of bringing awareness to men's mental health. And there's a lot of pressure with creating content daily. That is very difficult, as I was now talking about WhatsApp.
Right, so is it something that you do daily?
I try to, yes, but sometimes it's not possible.
So,
yeah.
And how many videos or stuff would you drop on a daily basis? Well,
depends. So, like, there's days I drop 3 videos per day. There's weeks I post 3 to 4 videos for the whole week. So it would depend on the branded content I have to do. If there's something trending that I want to touch to add a comedic twist on, there's different factors to that. But I try to post as regular as possible.
How important it is for you as Trini brand influencer, social media content creator, to put out these videos?
Oh, it's very important because, as I said, this is a career for me in terms of content creation. So you have to keep creating content. You have to keep at it. You have to keep building yourself. Keep relevant because at the end of the day, it is a career.
When you look at some of the other social media influencers out there, I don't want to call any specific one in particular, but when you look at them and they have these comedic skits that they do with multiple personalities, is that something that you think you would want to delve into, or did that have you in a sense, you know what, I need to follow that trend, and if I don't, I would be irrelevant? What was the thought process when it looks at your competitors out there?
Yeah, well, all I would say is I'll do my thing, meaning that my sense of comedy, trying not to offend anyone and to spread negativity. So my content is mostly for positivity, to make you feel happy, to make you feel good, to enjoy it, to entertain you, the viewers, right? So yeah, I try to focus on that aspect, to be relatable to people in terms of my content, in terms of the comedy, in terms of the skits, to be relatable to people, everyday lives, to what they see in online. So that's why I try to keep my content, so that it'll be engaging and you guys will be entertained.
How do you treat with negative comments coming back at you?
It depends. So for example, if it's disrespectful negative comments, I don't really take it on. But there has been difficult comments that was constructive, that I could listen, even with brands I promote, products I promote, and they give their feedback and I could have say, yeah, cool. But you had to have a thick skin. You're putting yourself out there. You had to have a thick skin, you know?
I love that statement. Yeah. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, boy, David.
Tell me.
Trini Bad. I wonder if you buy skits. If you buy skits and turn it into how you want it. Do you buy skits, boss?
All right, good question. They want to know.
No. So no skits are bought. I don't pay anybody for ideas. Everything is natural. Things I see, what I do is that sometimes ideas come and it flow and I write it down to execute at a later date.
I love that.
Yeah.
It comes up and you write it down to execute. One texter is saying, when you guys, let me see what this texter is saying here, they're not messaging me.
I like how interactive this is.
Men's mental health program in November.
Yeah.
How is that affecting you? How are you getting involved in that?
Right. So let me just start by saying, I started a series called Under the Armor, which speaks for itself, with men's mental health and bringing awareness to it, different aspects of men's mental health. It's a video series I did. I interviewed some men and we had a great conversations with some men I had a lot of respect for. Under the Armor is a video series now. You can check it out on all my socials, and we're looking to have the event in November. So it's an event geared towards helping men and just bringing awareness to men's mental health, because a lot of men suffer in silence.
For real, boy. I would like to be part of that product, boy.
You are most welcome.
Where in November is this being held?
Right, so we haven't finalized the details, but we are looking at a weekend close to International Men's Day.
Loving it. Let's talk about the importance. You know, the average humans, you know, we scroll through very quickly.
Yeah.
Within seconds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if somebody sends me a video, to be honest, I get a lot of information every day based on the shows I do in Guardian, because it's not just Freedom. I work on other platforms. But based on the shows I do, especially on the morning show, I got a lot of videos. So if I see a video for 3 minutes, 4 minutes going, or a voice note, 5 minutes and some seconds, that is a voice note I wouldn't listen to immediately.
Yeah, I understand.
it will be a situation when I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I remember, okay, I need to check this, and I'll go to it and I'll listen because I'm driving. I don't really listen to the radio or nothing. Yeah. My mind is flowing. That happens to me every day if I'm driving my own car. If I'm traveling, you know, if somebody give me a job, it's different. But when I'm driving, I don't listen to radio. So I more or less flow with my thoughts. And these are the times I pick up on these videos. Somebody said, Dave, you need to pay attention to this.
Yeah.
This is 5 minutes long or 9 minutes.
Yeah, that's long.
Is there a time factor that you think about when you're posting videos? Because you remember, you want to grab the attention in the first 10 seconds.
Correct. So first of all, Instagram gives you actually a warning if you post a video more than 3 minutes long. So Facebook and Instagram push reels, right? And it cannot be too long to be considered a reel. So Instagram will give you a warning if you go to post that this video is over 3 minutes long. You know, and with TikTok, I think TikTok shortened a lot of our attention spans. Because of the length of the video, you know, and now it's increasing, but it's very difficult, especially when you have a lot of information to put in a 90-second video, because you had to make it short. to grab people's attention and keep it, you know? So, yeah, I think that it does be a challenge.
Well, for Durbasa who don't know Trini Brand, people know it here because I'm not telling somebody, no, message me and tell me they love one of his kids with the bullet. Tell me about the bullet. Tell me about I think about it. I remember that kid too.
I try to watch now. Sometimes people just come up and ask me about videos and ask me, Lawson. Because there's so much.
They say, so hi, much. Brandon. Loving your skits. Two of my favorites are the sound of the skit and the skit where you took a bullet for your girlfriend.
But that's the thing. As I say, I try to make a lot of relatable content and things people go enjoy and be entertained by. So, like, as do a lot of comedy stuff. So, like, ideas, just executed some of them real simple and to the point, and I glad to see that people enjoying it. That's the goal.
Yes, and you mentioned something that was very, very salient. You said TikTok have shortened our attention span, and you ain't lying.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm scrolling through, and before I was never a TikToker.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I know what you're bothered with it.
You don't know.
9 out of 10 times that put me to sleep. Some video, some AI movie, something, series.
A lot of us, before we go to bed, had to scroll, for 2 hours.
You're different, mate. 2 hours.
I don't know how I graduated.
Hello, good afternoon.
You hear the secret about this thing, really? For a lot of people getting tired of it. Some of these videos overdoing it. It's too long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch long videos. I will not watch. I have a lot of videos to watch. I will not watch adult. And some of them with health. Like, for example, that thing like health. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before they come to the point, it wants that drama and typing out kind of things, okay? Before they come with the facts. So long videos is a no-no.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a secret into what you do to catch an attention within 10 seconds?
Yeah, I would say you gotta have a creative hook. So you have, I would say, less than 10 seconds to hook your audience in terms of when your video come up on the FYP, you gotta have a captivating caption, something happening on screen to catch their attention. But it depends on the kind of content you're doing. So for example, comedy, entertainment, yeah. But for example, like, let me just show the difference of my men's mental health videos.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that is already. So that's not really trying to catch people's attention, but inform people.
That's information.
And reach the correct people, which is men, and lay them info. But that and all is not long, because I try to keep that under 3 minutes for sure and try to get as much information out as possible.
So when you look at let's say, outside of socioeconomic challenges that we are facing in Trinidad, when you look at things like current affairs, do you delve into that type of content? And if so, how often do you pay attention to know what's happening, what's trending, to talk about it?
In terms of the what's happening, I don't touch it much, but I do pay attention. Example, news and different things, using social media for the positives in terms of reading news articles and seeing what's happening in the country on a day-to-day basis. And because, I mean, we all play a part in society and had to know what's going on, right? So we had to know. So yeah, I do keep up to date.
Are you always a solo act, or do you include persons in your videos?
I do collaborations from time to time, but most of the time is me. But I have a lot of friends in the industry. You know, I don't really have any enemies, and all of us good. So yeah, from time to time, I actually have some collaborations in the works right now. So yeah.
And if you had to, and you had to pick an influencer, locally, regionally, or globally, which influencer you think you would want to do a collab with that you might think is beyond your reach? Because you could always call Rudy, you could always call this one, you could call that one, but outside, who you would like to work with?
That's a difficult question, boy. I haven't thought about that, actually. Well, like, who would I collaborate with? But one thing I'll say in terms of the local creators, I must say that they are very humble. I know everybody would have a different opinion and stuff, but me personally, they gave me a lot of advice, the popular ones, and I just want to say big up to all of them because they really, they didn't like move stush and thing, and even advice and things be real open and things. So I just want to big up we local creators for that.
I love it. I've been doing media for almost 2 decades, I've been in the MC space for a number of years, and there's often a fight down.
Yeah.
You know, you gain work and they can't pass the baton, so they're trying to see if they could get multiple gigs in a weekend.
Yeah.
And you can spread it across. There's always a fear that you might do a better job than me.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I never worry about.
Yeah.
For example, even coming to work, somebody will be like, you know, I remember when I was doing this afternoon show, a couple of years back, I was traveling a lot for bring my wedding and doing some stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, persons would hold my shift. And they would be like, you don't worry that person do a better job than you while you're out of the country.
Yeah.
And I said, I hope they do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because in my absence, I would like to leave somebody that can really take the show, maybe to the next level, and that will inspire me, because you might say something and I say, okay, I gotta bring my A game, and that is where growth continues.
Yeah, but I think comparison kills joy, right? So it's not about doing better, it's about doing the best you could do. So it's not fair to compare, because all of us do different things, all of our standards are different, all of us just doing our thing.
How do you think social media influencers assist persons who are suffering from mental health issues, persons who are anxious, they come from work, they probably have bills? How do you think scrolling on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook would assist persons with these type of issues?
I would say both negative and positive. Positive in the terms that there's a lot of genuine, informative videos with different issues we face daily. Negative being that they would see a lot of influencers, local and foreign, posting their life and living a certain life, and things that is how they actually live, when that is what they portray on media. And you might feel that way, what all this person accomplished, their life is perfect and my life in shambles, and why I can't be like that. So that's the negative aspect, I would say. So it differs.
Mm. So your advice, or I shouldn't say advice, but when you look at a social media influencer and what they put out there in terms of their lifestyle, or what would you recommend that they do to make their content as authentic and down-to-earth as possible?
Simply be yourself. You know what kind of content you want to create, whether it be lifestyle, vlogging, food content, comedy. Just be yourself. Obviously, there's things that you're putting out there, and there's things that you should and you shouldn't do, but I would just say be yourself. People would sense that authenticity.
But what about the anxiety that comes with persons who post daily, like yourself?
Right.
Were there moments when you started doing this influential work that you became anxious if you didn't see comments or have as much followers as your competitors? Yeah. You know, what was the transition from that starting to where you are now?
So there's a lot of pressure as a content creator, and especially when you're using us as a career and you want brands to work with you, there's a pressure that to create the content, and then when you do create the content, there's a pressure that you want every single video to do well. There is a pressure, but at some point in time, you need to realize that all you need to do is your best, and people will see that. There's things that, you know, you could work on. You had to look at yourself in terms of the video, like if it's not performing, hey, this is not doing good, go back to the drawing board. Why did it not perform? What video did perform? Look at that. What did I do right? What did I do wrong? So there's different things you could do for that, but I think that you need to look at, you know, what you're doing, and just always prioritize your mental health in anything.
What do you think about social media influencers that use a lot of profanity in their videos?
I would say that's their choice. Me personally, I don't use any profanity. I used to in the earlys. Right now, currently, in terms of audio, me using profanity, I don't, because I try to make myself marketable and adaptable to any brand and any company. I don't really use negative language.
Because sometimes, I mean, even though they edit out the curse words and so forth,
you still know,
children looking on, they can still tell what is happening.
Yeah, well, I guess it would be based on the audience they posting for. And, you know, I said on an interview recently, you know, with influence comes responsibility, you know. I think we all have a responsibility.
Love it.
Because really and truly, even though you're making content not for kids and for 18 and over, realistically, kids will see the videos, you know. So I wouldn't bash anybody who's doing it, but I would just say be mindful, you know.
And you know, how do we do that? There's a thing in the AI world called an algorithm.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times, based on a video you click on, it will give you more of that.
Based on what you like.
Based on what you like, or what they perceive you're looking at a little too regular.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Like Netflix, you had to click what you like, and if you like animes, you'll get plenty of that on your feed. Sometimes now, I realize, sometimes your phone listening, if you talk about something, you pick up your phone, you see it coming up.
How much time you have a conversation when you leave, you see it advertised on Facebook.
Come on.
Yeah. Because you remember, they're trying to get data, you know. They're trying to get data you know, to push what you want to see.
So, I mean, when you look at, let's go with parents and their children. Children are gravitating to TikTok a lot these days.
Yeah.
TikTok and Instagram, there's this next one called Snapchat.
Yeah,
I don't know what Snapchat is doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Snapchat is a more picture. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what it is. But, I see it on people's phone, but I never use it, so I can't help you. But how do we, when you look at social media influencers who claim that they're putting out adult content for 18 and over, how can we block individuals under the age of 18 from seeing these videos? Because, take for example, Trini Brad. You would have had videos where a lot of profanity was used in the early. Now you have distanced yourself from that. But that information is still there. Somebody had a video somewhere.
Correct.
You know, how can one protect themselves, or how you as an influencer feel now, you know, looking back, you know, at what you did, if you have, you know, what would your encouragement be for somebody trying to get into the field?
Yeah, I would say, well, for me, it was a learning experience. It's not like I know what I was doing and was guided along the way. So for me, it was a learning experience. I started and at the end, I could have seen, well, not at the end, but where I'm at now, I could have looked back and see like where I went wrong, and because of the knowledge I have now. And I always try to assist other creators in terms of they could reach out to me for any question, any advice, and I could help them, especially if you're looking at doing this as a career. Because of what I would have received from the bigger heads of content in Trinidad, right? So it's only fair I am part.
You use one of the big heads too. You up there.
You know, people say as a celebrity, but you I don't like that. All I just say is unknown. I don't consider myself a celebrity, I just know.
Listen, gone are the days when we when we listen to radio, we hear a voice and we can't see them. Persons are seeing us, we are streaming live. Persons are able to see radio announcers, and they're able to see us, you know. And from the time you put your content out there, you mentioned being thick-skinned. That is something that a lot of persons don't know how to deal with.
No, and they, it actually affects some people very harsh, meaning that when they get certain type of negativity, they actually take down all their profiles and stuff and go into seclusion and hope it blows over. But that is something that I did not think about before getting into content, of that public opinion and putting your life out there now. You know, you're in it now, so you're like, you think, but I think that's something people need to think about in terms of content creation. The effect that'll have, not only you, but your family as well, you know?
As you mentioned that, let's talk a little bit about that. Maybe not your personal experience, but you know, your thought process around that whole narrative about how being an influencer affects your family. And I mean, I these people have children. And there was one particular individual that would dress a particular way, and she would put out certain things. I see a transition now trying to, but in my mind, you know, how does this affect the family members of a social media influencer?
It does, and it also depends on where you're at in terms of popularity. Because, for example, everybody would know now who your mom is, who your dad is, who your sibling is. You know, they would see, especially if you're putting them in videos. So, you know, they would be open to that critique and that public opinion. And, you know, some trainees could be harsh, eh? Some trainees could be very, very harsh. But that's something we really had to be mindful of.
You think that a lot of social media influencers would have dropped the ball where those things are concerned?
In terms of drop the ball, I wouldn't say that. But I would say that, again, not thinking of it properly. And then when it happens, then you realize what's happening. So, yeah, I think it's a lack of, like, planning and thinking about, okay, I'm doing this, looking at the outcome of doing that, meaning creating content, I'm going to get popular, this is going to affect me and my family. So it's about thinking about it properly.
When you look at the content that you create, some of them are scripted, edited material. Recently somebody was advising me a few months ago, I did a small series on the Brian Lara Promenade. And looking at the Westmoreland side of the promenade to the Eastmoreland side, and I looked at the transition just across. And I did a little video series about three parts from the Crucible Complex straight down to the cathedral, showing you how nice and serene this side is, and getting down to the cathedral. It's like a whole shanty town. It was different, but it's the same Brian Lara promenade. I mean, somebody coming from England, Brian Lara, you know, he's a renowned cricketer, he's the prince of Port of Spain. He has a promenade. Let's go down to the promenade of Brian Lara and then see that.
Yeah. That's a very interesting observation. Yeah,
I did that. And I still want to continue to, from then to now where we are with the cutting of the grass, the maintenance, and all these things. But the question I want to get to is, when it comes to authentic material, do you edit a lot of videos, especially if you're not playing multiple roles of yourself? You know, like some of these others. But persons who just, they pick up the phone, which do you think you get better traction on? The ones where you just lie down on your couch, you talk about an issue, maybe put up a picture or two, or the ones where you edit it?
I would say both. So, for example, the one where you're doing a selfie video, that would depend on your personality. So if you have a very outgoing personality and people like that, those videos would catch and be entertaining because people are waiting to see you and what you want to say and how you want to say it. The edited videos, I love that. I love to see a nice edit, proper shots. I love to see those things. So I would say it would be based on your personality.
But are you a split?
Yeah, definitely a split.
I love that. I do at your videos.
Yeah, I do more of the edited stuff, but it's a balance.
And how long do you think it will take you to do edited stuff to post it? I mean,
it depends on what you're doing. For example, if it's a quick skit, I hope and I get an idea. 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes. If it's an event, and you know, sometimes creating the environment for the video is difficult as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So for example, you want to go in, CPL is coming. You want to do an environment. You have to wait to go into there and then go into the stands and then do your video. And your mic is equipment and thing as well. So it depends.
Do you think most of these social media influencers have a big team? Do you walk around with a team or do you just use your Samsung or your phone or iPhone?
Yeah. So for example, it depends. So a lot of the popular ones have cameramen and stuff, and they also do videos on their own. So most of my videos I do on my own for events, recaps, different things. I would hire someone to move with me because it's hard to shoot and be part of the event. It's difficult. So, yeah, it definitely helps to have someone shoot for you.
What about parents? You know, as we get set to wind the interview, what about parents and dealing with their youths gravitating? I remember a story with Aisho Speed talking about his mom putting him out because he don't want to listen and listen to this video thing. Look at where he is today. What is your advice to parents?
Right. So at the same time, I wouldn't blame parents because I think like they don't know about it much.
Mm.
Because you remember, we would come from a place where you work, you go to school, you get a good job. You know, that's our thing. Entrepreneurship has become popular, which I really like. And now we're seeing, as we mentioned at the start, how social media is progressing and technology. So now that you can have a career being a content creator now, you can have a career being a live streamer, as you talk about Aisho Speed. So like things have really progressed in that aspect. And it's very interesting to see.
And in conclusion, just to revisit the mental health space with what you are promoting now and that show coming up in November.
Yeah.
Just reiterate some of those points again and tell us, you know, the plans ahead.
Right. So Under the Armor, the videos I would have done is on my social media profiles. You'll see it Under the Armor. Feel free to share it with any men. Ladies, if you're listening, any men and guys, go and check it out. The event we are looking to have is in November. Details to be finalized in terms of date and venue. But just reach out to me. Any questions you guys have, any men out there struggling and have questions want answered, I am connected with a lot of people, both professional and experienced. So feel free to reach out on any platform. My platforms are open to message. So yeah, just look out for that. As I said, we're looking at November, close to International Men's Day, a weekend close to that.
And this venue or this particular men's health symposium or forum that you want to do, is it something where it's a paid event? Pay to come?
So we're looking to do a free event for men to come out. We're looking more small scale to start. It's a panel with, as I said, some professionals and experienced men on the panel where they will present different topics on men's mental health. And at the end of the event, we'll have a Q&A where you could ask whatever questions you want.
And what time frame are you looking at in that?
Hopefully around 3 hours.
Okay.
Nothing too long because we know people have responsibilities. Some people work shifts, different things, you know. So we're looking to start very small and we can see what it turns into. But it definitely will be an annual thing.
Most definitely. I'll have to bring you back on the program as we get closer to that, maybe in September, and talk more about it.
Yeah.
So just that people know about you again, your brands, your social media handles, where they can find you. You know, just go and look for Trini Brand in the studio.
Yeah, guys. Trini Brand, TRINIBRAN, Trini Brand on anything. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. As I said, my videos are based on culture-based content, highlighting things in country, Caribbean, comedy. And I do a lot of interviews in different societies and different events.
is it difficult? So when you come out of social media, content creator as a career, you're working nowhere else. You're just getting up every day.
No, well, I'm an entrepreneur as well. I have a business as well, besides the content creation.
But it picks up, does it take up a lot of your time to do these things?
Yeah, especially when you have multiple things to do at the same time. So thankfully, I have someone as managing Trinibrand helping me deal with clients and put a lot of structure. So when you're busy, structure really helps you.
What about you dropping videos? I know you're out of time. Eh?
Yeah.
What about the time frame? Do you have a specific time frame set to drop videos?
Branded, yes. Personal, no. I do it how it comes, ideas, how it flows, how I execute, anytime.
Thank you so much for passing through on the Overdrive with us. Guys, we take a quick commercial break. Your news at the top is coming up. Check out Trinibrand. He was in Freedom. He chatted with Davey Murray.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.